Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from our animal compound, which is now a frozen tundra in Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, the animal guy, and this is Wild World on the magical network we call Blog Talk Radio as we reach around the world to our listeners in Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, England, and all across North America. Of course, behind the controls tonight, as always, this radio missile, Billy Willard, later on our Teacher of the Year, Amy Swihart, and from the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, newly renovated and now HD, the honorable, distinguished, and finally back, Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr. Batson. You know, a lot of people don't know that, HD stands for Henry Day.
It does. Yeah. What did they think it stood for? Never mind.
Well, we did survive the cold today. It was pretty gosh darn cold.
Well, it was. It was 3 degrees this morning as I headed off to McCordsville Elementary to do a program with our book, Alphabet Swamp, which, by the way, would be a great stocking stuffer for our listeners. And that can be ordered at LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. I didn't want to pass up that moment.
Yeah, and they are great. Both of your books are great. I mean, great Christmas gift, stocking stuffer.
Yes, but Alphabet Swamp's the only one available right now, but Baxter the Educator will be very shortly, so we're looking forward to that. Also, we missed you last week, Dr. Day. We understand you were on a special expedition, which we'll hear about later on in the program.
Hopefully, yes.
Yes. And my expedition to Decatur, Alabama, last Friday.
Tell us about that.
To the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge, which right now is hosting, gosh, I don't know how many thousands of sandhill cranes are now wintering there, but it was absolutely spectacular. But the journey to the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge was not spectacular at all, as we journeyed through a snow and ice storm that led to taking us from Indianapolis to Louisville, Kentucky, just about 6.5 hours.
Which on a bad day is about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you're right. Well, even, 2.5 hours at the most. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. I've learned something, though, Dr. Day. Drive slow, keep both hands on the wheel, and you'll get to your destination. Drive like an idiot, and you'll end up in the ditch, which we saw several. So it was like,
yes, I saw it on the news. It was pretty brutal.
It was brutal. Hey, tonight's our big night with Izzy Chait. Very Izzy Christmas. We'll be enjoying the music from his new holiday CD, Holiday Nights, later on the show.
It's a great CD.
Oh, it is. And, of course, Mrs. Swihart's now his new number one fan. And he'll be joining us in about 30 minutes, so we're looking forward to that.
Great.
We also want to remind everyone that this part of Wild World is brought to you by the ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com, a wonderful video put together by Peter Weimer and the crew from Nashville, Tennessee, over 6 hours of the weekend expo that occurred last April with myself, Billy Willard, Steve Calls, Melissa Hovey, and the infamous Bob Gimlin. So if you enjoy shows like Finding Bigfoot, or as we call it here, Not Finding Bigfoot, and other programs along that line, you'll enjoy the Bigfoot Weekend and Expo on video, a video on demand. It's only $4.99 for over 6 hours of video. They make it possible for Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for December 12th. Yes, the year is almost over.
Oh, my God.
I know. How many school shows have you done already this year?
I don't even know. Oh, yeah. Quite a few.
Enough.
Never enough.
But the season's almost over, and those little kids will be looking forward to you coming and seeing them again next year.
God, you made me feel old just then.
Yeah, well, it's been going on for a long time, and we hope it continues, because you're doing a good job out there educating our growing youngsters.
Yep, we try.
Well, let's start the Wild World News out tonight in Alabama.
Oh.
A tiger escaped from its enclosure into another animal's pen at the Montgomery Zoo, prompting a lockdown of the facility. Now, Zoo Director Marcia Woodard said that zoo workers were able to secure the cat and get it back into its enclosure safely. Authorities said no other animals were hurt during the process, although the zoo workers did have to do their laundry right afterwards.
So the tiger walked from one enclosure to another.
Yes.
Oh. It had been easier just to change the signs.
I agree, yeah. They weren't thinking. They should have called you.
I would have changed the signs. I would have left him right there and just changed
the sign.
I wonder what kind of animal he crawled in with, did they say?
Well, no, that animal was under the witness protection program. Right?
Oh, I see.
They don't want anybody to know.
Stupid me.
Pretty disturbed by the incident.
Yeah.
All right, well, we were talking sandhill cranes earlier. It's time to leave the nest. Mississippi, 22 young sandhill cranes have been freed into the wild by their caretakers at the Sandhill Crane National Wildlife Refuge. We're letting our kids go, said wildlife biologist Angie Dickerson. On Tuesday's release, they turned them loose on Tuesday, 22 sandhill cranes in the wild.
I'll tell you right now, I saw thousands of them this last weekend. Because they're wintering at Decatur, Alabama, at the refuge there, Wheeler. And there was thousands of them. I couldn't believe it.
How was your show there in Wheeler?
Well, it went very well. We had a big group of folks that showed up for their 75th anniversary. And we had three good programs. Thanks for asking, Dr. Day. It was a wonderful, wonderful event.
Well, no, I talked to you before you left on the excursion, and I'm just glad that you made it safely, because I know you had to postpone it from a previous date.
Well, that's because they shut the government down.
Yeah, that's right.
They were closed up, but thank goodness the government opened back up. We were able to go do our programs, and now they'll probably shut down again in January, I've been told. So,
no, let's not do that again.
No.
All right, well, if you were wondering how important amphibians are, well, I'm going to tell you. You know, this story takes us to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh.
Which brings us to next week's guest.
Yeah, Doug Hodel with the Biopark at the former Rio Grande Zoo in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And we know Doug's doing a great job there.
Yes, I raised that boy. He's gone on to do great things.
He will appreciate this story. Federal wildlife officials have designated more than 140 square miles in northern New Mexico as a critical habitat for the Jemez Mountain salamander. 140 square miles for this salamander. That's how important it is.
Mm.
Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says that the area spans part of Los Alamos and Rio Arriba, the Fast River area.
Oh, well, I'll bet Mr. Hodel knows about that, and he'll be able to enlighten us with some added information.
That's a good idea. We'll have to ask him next week.
Oh, I'm sure he knows about it.
Now, we got some good news and some bad news for our listeners in Biloxi, Mississippi. The good news is the Department of Marine Resources has reopened the oyster reefs in Pass Christian and Henderson Point. Now, the bad news is the area's the other reef areas remain closed until testing shows that, once again, they're safe for human consumption.
Oh, that'd be good to know.
Yeah, that's important information.
Nothing
and,
like eating a bad oyster.
Yeah, and, you know, if you do live in Biloxi, Mississippi, you might just wait a week or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to make sure everything's safe.
Have you ever enjoyed the raw oyster, Dr. Day?
Yes, I have, and I really don't appreciate the raw oyster.
I know. It's like, how would I describe it? Well, I don't really want to describe it.
The texture's just wrong. It's just wrong. Now, I don't mind them marinated in like a lemon juice, you know, do like a ceviche thing, but no.
It's like swallowing a big old phlegm ball, you know?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, brought this show to this creepy ball.
Yeah, okay, well. Now,
I am so sorry.
Here's a disturbing story out of Hawaii. Now, you know, Hawaii is very serious about any invasive species that comes into the islands. Well, there was a small frog that was captured at a local store there, and it was captured momentarily. The State Department of Agriculture said the invasive pest was caught and squished by a customer at the Home Depot store.
Oh.
Now, this is a little tiny frog that doesn't live there in Hawaii. Now, the Hawaii News Now reported customers could hear the frog, you know, for a few days. It has a very distinct whistle. They heard it in the nursery section at the Home Depot.
Well.
So one of the customers caught it and squished it because it wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh, well, was the customer knowledgeable on amphibians and knew the species that he was looking at, that it was not supposed to be there?
Well,
or was he
about,
just mean?
I'm going to guess just mean, because, I mean, couldn't they have deported him? You know.
Or if he had a green card.
Jeez.
You know what's running around Hawaii that's pretty phenomenal? Are Jackson Eye chameleons.
Well, I think those are perfect for Hawaii.
Oh, they live all over the island, but I think they're illegal to take off the island because people like them. But, yeah, that's one of the species that now roams Hawaii. And I believe the mongoose does, too.
Well,
put your step on that.
Brought the mongoose in for the cane snakes.
Oh, they did.
In the sugar fields and the cane fields. And then they brought something in for the mongoose, and then they brought something in for that creature they brought in for them, you know.
Yeah. It's an endless cycle.
Old story. All right, well, the Old Farmer's Almanac says the next week is best for fishing, and if you live in Lansing, Michigan, the Department of Natural Resources stock more than 1 million fish this year. At 111 different locations throughout the state.
You got to be a
stocking consisted of brook trout, lake trout, rainbow trout, steelhead, Atlantic salmon, sturgeon, and walleye, and then the old muskies.
You know, my sister-in-law lives up in Minnesota, and they go ice fishing. Those are a bunch of sick people, I'm telling you. They build tents on the ice and.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have a TV out there, and they'll have a little cooker, so as they catch the fish, you know, they drill a hole in the ice and catch the fish. And heck, people have lost their trucks where the ice is broken and gone in. Oh, it's just crazy.
And every year they continue to do it.
Yeah, it's cold up there too, Dr. Dave.
But I have
to
say that I have never pulled fish out of a frozen lake and prepared it for dinner.
No,
I pulled them out of the ocean and, you know, fresh water and prepared them for dinner, but not out of a frozen lake.
Yeah, I've never had the desire to be on a frozen lake fishing.
No. Nor I.
Yeah.
All right, it's baby time in Fresno, California. Met
good.
A rare Malayan tiger at the Fresno Chaffee Zoo is pregnant.
Oh.
Now, why is this important? Well, there are only about 500 Malayan tigers left in the wild.
I know.
So we're hoping she has triplets.
That's right. Yes, very close to extinction.
All right, we also have a new baby in Little Rock, Arkansas. The Little Rock Zoo has a new baby penguin named Bugsy. Now, the zoo said that Bugsy is the second African penguin chick that's been hatched there. Mm. And the first chick, Gilligan,
Had
last year and can be seen at the zoo's penguin habitat.
You know, and most people don't realize this, but penguins do not live on the North Pole. There are no penguins on the North Pole. They are all on the South Pole. Did you know that, Dr. Day? Of course you did.
Well, yeah. Now, we do have some there through the Baja area. But basically, penguins kind of need like a dust-free environment.
Yes.
To survive well.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for that, I would have a house full of them.
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you what the Indianapolis Zoo did when they built their penguin exhibit?
I don't believe so.
Well, their ventilation system basically sucked the air out of the penguin exhibit, went right into the room where the visitors view the penguin. So, are you familiar with what penguins mainly feed on, Dr. Day?
I have a good idea, yes.
Raw fish. So you can imagine the smell of the raw fish and the penguins passing the raw fish. It was brutal. It was I think they spent $250,000 on that exhibit. And some Einstein made the ventilation system suck out of the penguin room into where the people stood. And I guess it was brutal. But
so what are the penguins having for dinner tonight, honey?
Yes, that's absolutely true story.
Well, you know, been to the Indianapolis Zoo on several occasions, and some of the things they do there, I don't quite agree with.
Well,
that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
All right, we're heading off to God's country, Aspen, Colorado.
Oh, that's
talking
right.
Talking about the eye in the sky. Colorado Parks and Wildlife researchers and biologists are conducting their big game count from now through late March. Now, if you see a lot of aircraft in the area, the aircraft will fly over large stretches of the habitat so spotters can classify big game by sex and age. Which I'm not sure how they do that. While others on the ground collect biological data.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from an airplane, we're going to tell sexes and
age. Count them. Of course, they probably take pictures, and it makes it easier to count them.
Yeah.
I think we've decided that on the program before.
Yeah, well, that's what we hope they're doing, not that they're just flying around, you know.
Yeah.
Checking out the neighborhood.
Well.
All right, well, our next story takes us to Los Angeles, California. Los Angeles.
Oh, the home of Busy Jade.
That's right.
He'll be joining us later. Yeah.
Shortly, yes.
Yeah.
Now, so maybe he can help us with this one.
Oh.
Now, scientists are trying to determine why the Italian wall lizard, introduced in San Pedro 20 years ago, has virtually taken over a five-block radius. Yeah, the lizard
has
taken over the neighborhood.
Any idea, Dr. Day?
Well, probably their food source is really good in that neighborhood.
Yeah, probably.
Now, the curator of herpetology, Greg Pauly, has been capturing the invaders to see whether they're stealing the native lizard's food. Huh. Takes a lot of thought. Or maybe they're carrying parasites that might be killing off the native lizards.
Well, that could happen. You're right.
That would be probably, you know, I think he's wasting his time to see whether or not they're stealing the native lizards' food. Yeah, scientists, you know.
Should I call him up and have him on the show so he can explain this to them?
Yeah, we'll ask Doug next week.
I promise not to laugh when he says that.
All right, let's get into the local news.
Okay.
Now, today in Indiana history, On this day in 1958, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. spoke to a crowd of 3,800 people at the Cattle Tabernacle, saying, "We must live together as brothers or we will die as fools." Now, the Tabernacle was downtown at the corner of New Jersey and Ohio Street. But in 1969, the property was bought by the Indiana National Bank, and the Tabernacle was destroyed.
I think it's a parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, now, you're pretty familiar with Goshen, Indiana, aren't you?
Kind of, not really. I know our teacher of the year, Mrs. Swihart, is, though. We'll ask her later.
All right. Well, this will be the last holiday season for a tree that has stood as the town landmark there in Goshen.
That's heartbreaking.
Gene Stutzman has faithfully spruced up the nearly 70-foot-tall tree with 2,400 LED lights for the last 28 years.
My Lord, that must be a big tree.
Yeah, but the tree has been attacked by a fungus and will not be able to do that next year.
Oh, that's too bad.
I figure that you might have encountered it on your many educational...
I've been there, but yes, we've done programs in Goshen.
Land.
But I don't remember a lot about it. I just know it's up north, and right now it's probably really, really cold there. That's the limit of my information about Goshen, Indiana.
All right, well, we're going on to animals being bad.
Hey, hold on. Sorry, I have to chime in. Oh, it's me. Sorry. Hi, guys.
Hi, Mrs. Swihart joins us.
I'm just going to answer you. Here I am working, and I hear you talk about Goshen. Yeah, I grew up in Goshen, and I know Gene Stutzman actually is a dentist in Goshen, and I know exactly what tree you're talking about. And it's a big tree, so that's sad.
It is sad, isn't it? This will be the last year.
Oh, well, let's have a moment of silence for the tree in Goshen.
Hey, but you know what? If you grew up there, you knew. It's been around a long time, and it's on a busy road, too, and I saw it a lot. It was my route to work every day when I was in high school. But he is also hugely into hot air ballooning, and so he's also known in the community for that.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, anyway, well, that's sad about that tree.
I know. I'm trying to deal with it right now as we speak. It's not easy.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, well, it's just a sentimental thing for me. That's
well,
what it is.
Anyway,
back to your program. Sorry. I'll get back to my minding my own business.
All right, we're going to do the animals being bad real quick. We got to get on. We're running a little long tonight. All right, authorities in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania, say a bear attacked a teenager in central Pennsylvania there while she hunted on a family farm. She was hunting deer on the family farm and was attacked by a bear. She suffered bites on her arms and shoulders and a deep cut on her head.
She was hunting deer.
Yes.
That meant she had a weapon.
She had a gun with her, correct. And she must have been hunting on that bear's property.
Yeah, she didn't see the bear coming after her.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. Well, she'll be okay.
Yes, she's doing all right. All right, shark kills a teen off the Australian coast.
I was just thinking of the title for that story.
Tell me.
Hunter barely makes it.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Amy?
Go ahead.
Well, yes, I'm trying to be good. That was cheesy, though.
That was cheesy, thank you.
Way cheesy.
Mozzarella or Colby?
Actually just depends on what I'm eating as to what I prefer.
Yeah. Me too. Okay, Dr. Day.
All right, well, let's get on with the wild world facts for the evening. Let's do the wild world human facts tonight.
Oh, my. Okay.
Now, your body contains about 4 ounces of salt at any given time. Also, your nose can remember 50,000 different scents. Now, just as you're about to drift off tonight, just about as you're ready to fall asleep, I want you to think about this. About 32 million bacteria call every inch of your skin home.
Sick! Oh.
Go on, Doctor.
And that's the Wild World News.
Well, once again, a wonderful job done by Dr. Henry Day with an assist from Amy Swihard and the Dr. Day Wild World News staff in Indianapolis, Indiana. We always appreciate the efforts and work that they put into our broadcast every Thursday night, which is available online forever if you go to Larry Batson Wild World Blog Talk Radio. Also, we want to thank Wildlife Educational Services, my company, and our website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, tells all about the wildlife rescue work that we do, our wildlife education programs, and also other items that you might be interested in. Lots of pictures of our animal friends, and hope you have a chance to go to LarryTheAnimalGuy.com and enjoy that. Also, you can join our Facebook group page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, with lots of stuff about animals. That's on Facebook, on the computer. I lost my train of thought. They make it possible for Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio with our Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Swihard. Mrs. Swihard.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was... There we go.
You know, we should work out a fate for that.
Want to rock and roll all night and party every day. Yeah.
That's right.
That's me.
You know, we had a friend that thought the lyrics to that song were rock and roll all night and part of the next day.
Well, that's sort of the way it is, right?
I don't know clue.
Yeah,
you know. With music, you hear a lot of different things and a lot of different songs that you know, for years you think that's right, and then you realize you're wrong.
I know.
My thing was the song Feelings that came out in the early 70s.
Feelings.
Nothing more than... I thought it was saying tea leaves.
Oh, God.
Yeah, tea leaves. Nothing more than tea leaves.
A big night for Amy Swihard and her first graders in Warsaw, Indiana.
Yes, it was a big night. We did our it was my second annual night at the animal shelter, and we have an animal shelter here in Kosciuszko County. It's a no-kill shelter, and of course they are desperately in need for funds and donations. And so, you know, when I talked to my first graders, we decided not to exchange gifts amongst each other, and we decided we would give to our furry friends as part of our mission statement here in our Warsaw Community Schools, which is, you know, to give back or enrich the lives of others. So we did that, and I have 19 students, 17 families, their kids, you know, parents, all came to the animal shelter, and it was very crowded. And really, really made some awesome donations. And so I was very proud of them. I always have those moments, you know, like a week or two before. What if no one shows up? It's kind of like when you're having a party and you don't know if anybody's coming.
Yep.
But they all, you know, most of them came through. And it was really a great, great thing. And they held, I said, come anyway if you can't donate, because one of the things you have to give is love, and that's free. So, they, you know, held the cats, the kittens, the dogs, and they had fun. I mean, it was very nice to see. And then after that, we, of course, went to McDonald's, which is just down the road, and everybody hung out for a while, and parents talked, and I talked. And
really?
The kids went crazy. They were so sweaty when they left McDonald's and gross. I told parents, I'm like, you might want to boil your kids when you get home. Dip them in hand sanitizer or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, what a meaningful night. And it's just something that, like I've said before on the show, most kids have a love for animals. And it was very neat. And I'm glad I did it, and I plan on doing it again next year and the next year and the next year. So.
Well, let's just Go ahead, Dr.
How are the first graders with insects?
You know what? They're better with insects than I am.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, what a wonderful thing to do for the puppies and kittens. That's just great.
Yeah.
That idea needs to be spread out all across all the schools. And,
yeah.
And,
yep.
Because you're
you
absolutely
know,
right.
Yeah. The thing is, our shelter here is too small of a building. They're seeking funds, of course, to either add on or rebuild. And I feel like it gets overlooked, not by everybody, but you know, I live in the orthopedic capital of the world, and you know, so all your artificial body parts are made here, pretty much. But you know, I mean, it's sad to see that you know the funding is not put towards that. And when people give towards that kind of thing, like the animals, really in turn you're helping people because animals, it's proven, it's documented, it's researched that animals really help to create, you know, a calm, peaceful feeling, you know, and nursing homes are great. They're great with kids. I mean, most animals. And so what they give back is incredible. So, yeah, I'd like to see more people do it. It was a neat thing, but.
Well, our hats off to you because that is really outstanding idea, and I bet it was just heartwarming. Maybe some of the families will decide to adopt one of the animals, which is always great.
Yeah.
Don't adopt one as a Christmas present for someone, but if you want the responsibility of taking care of it. You know, I'm a poor one to talk to. I think every family should have a dog and a cat.
Yeah.
And,
you know, it's something that all kids want, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it is. And it has a lot of potential to teach kids things, responsibility, just all of that. But, you know, our animal shelter, I will have to tell you, it is a no-kill shelter. They have an amazing foster program. So they are adopting out between 50 and 100 animals per month. And the average for shelters their size is about 25.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're doing really well. And as a matter of fact, I was disappointed when I got there tonight because there weren't any puppies. And I wanted to play with puppies. But then I thought, you know what, that's a good thing. Wow, there aren't any puppies, you know.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, they actually had some empty kennels. So, I mean, they have a lot to be proud of. They have a lot of volunteers who go in and just, and that's what I tell the kids. And I tell the parents who say, oh, my child wants a dog. I said, you know what? Your child can come in and love on a dog all at once, too, here. They're welcome to do that whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just – and I talked about it with Darla, the one who runs the shelter. I said, you know, maybe none of these parents will adopt pets from here, but you know what? 5, 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, these kids are going to be – they want a pet. They'll be like, I remember when I was in first grade, I went to the animal shelter. So, you know, hopefully it'll just – they'll carry on through the years, but – yeah, it was a neat thing, and I held kittens even though I'm allergic, and I kept thinking, don't start sneezing. But
it's hard not to. And
the newspaper covered the story, which we're really blessed for. I mean, David Sloan at the Times Union has a love for animals, so he always when he hears I'm doing that, just you know, he's like, I'm going to be there. So very glad, very glad for that experience.
That's just very very cool. I hate to say this, but we have to take a short break. I know.
I knew it.
Dr. Day just blabbed on and on. We'll be back after these PSAs. You're listening to Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Vasson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters.
Bobcat. Abby. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Here's a hot topic about our wildlands and living with the natural role of fire.
Yard work is not just a matter of pride when you live in the wildland-urban interface. It's also about survival. Here are some FireWise tips that can help protect your home from wildland fire. Prune your trees 6 to 10 feet above the ground. Remove dead leaves and branches and dispose of them before fire season. Water your lawn regularly and store firewood away from the house. Be prepared for a fire emergency by having a plan for your family and pets. Learn more at our website and then sit back and enjoy. You worked for it.
This hot topic was made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation. Learn more about the natural role of fire, how to protect your community, and get the latest fire information. Visit the National Interagency Fire Center website at NIFC.gov. That's NIFC.gov.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
Those stars are brightly shining. This is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay this world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and our souls felt their worth, a thrill of hope. Our weary hearts rejoicing, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
gets you in the holiday spirit. Do you feel Christmassy, Mrs. Weinhardt?
Yes, I do. I've been listening to that for weeks, though, actually. So that's the CD in my car.
Oh, my. And our guests all the way from Beverly Hills,
California. You guys like that record?
Yes, I do.
Holiday night.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, that's always been my favorite Christmas song, and I never in all these years had the nerve to record it until a year ago when I decided on that particular arrangement, because I didn't want to just do it like everybody else. I wanted it to really be impactful, but also deliver the message of Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, it does. And I love
Thank you.
The bass line on that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's amazing.
We recorded that live last December at the Culver Jazz Club in L.A. And, of course, it's on our Holiday Nights album, which is playing all over the country. And I think there's one or two stations in your area that are playing the album.
Oh, I'll bet. And, of course, the worldwide network here on Blog Talk Radio, we know all about Izzy Chape. Well, we think we do.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Yes. Your brand new best fan, Amy Swihart.
Yep.
Great. Yep. Well, it's true.
You know what else I like? I mean, okay, so about every single day when I'm listening, I kind of change my favorite song because, you know, it sort of is the mood or whatever. Now, today I probably listened a whole bunch to one of my latest favorite on that CD, which they're all good. And you know what? I don't know. Well, yeah, I change it every day. But today it's the Dylan medley. I don't know why. You know why? Because I just pretend you're singing it to me. I'm pretty sure that's
maybe I am.
Well, yeah, I was hoping with that I absolutely am thinking that to you.
Well, now Mrs. Swihart has the complete Izzy Chape
collection. Yeah.
So it's all Izzy in Warsaw, Indiana. So
great.
Fantastic. So it's wonderful to have him on the program. And we figured with such a holiday time of year, that what's more appropriate than Izzy Chape and Holiday Nights, an amazing new CD.
Well, thank you.
And it's available on izzychape.com. And I don't know, Billy Willard, have you got that Dylan medley? Can you put it up for us and we can have a chance to hear what
Billy.
Is
Billy has them all.
Oh, he does.
I have them all.
Can you do the Dylan medley? Make sure Billy is prepared.
He is prepared. Yes, Mrs. Swihart keeps us all on our toes, and that's quite an accomplishment, I'll tell you that right now. So here's a little Izzy Chape right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, worry anymore. Desire, I'll be your baby tonight.
Holiday nights.
Maybe we should do...
Go ahead. Did we lose you, Izzy?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. That was on the CD. I'm sorry.
I'm absolutely still here. I think that was just the end of the record saying that we should do something else.
Yeah, right.
You know, that was a live recording from just about a year ago. We had a great time doing it. But sometimes you say very strange things on a live recording. And once in a while they get edited, and once in a while they don't.
Well, you know.
So we have a good time.
Yeah.
If you've ever listened to the album Woodstock, what you just said.
You know, I have a new live album coming out shortly.
Oh, you do.
That we recorded a few months ago in a club called Vibrato, which is in Bel Air, California, part of L.A., and it's a club owned by Herb Alpert.
Oh.
And it's got some pretty cool stuff on it, and I was going to sort of call it I don't know, Bel Air Vibrations or something like that. We haven't got a name for it yet, but we finally got it all mixed and it's ready to go, and we're gonna send it off to the plant by next week.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's gonna be out in the mail to you within the next couple of weeks before the end of the year.
Oh,
that's awesome, because I get real excited when I get mail.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But let me tell you what's even more exciting. I'm here in Las Vegas.
Oh, you
are. So I'm sitting here in the Caesar's Palace in the, I guess what they call their shopping center or their shops or whatever. And we just ate at Joe's Stone Crab Restaurant. But I've been here in Vegas for a couple of days doing ballroom dancing.
Well.
Wow. So your wife is with you?
My wife is with me and her teacher and my teacher. And we're doing what's called Pro-Am. So the professional and the amateur dance together. And then next month we're going to go to Nashville and do more of it. But we're going to do something even different. We're going to do amateur, so I get to dance with my own wife.
Well, how about, I bet you'll enjoy that.
Hey, you want to know something, Izzy?
Yeah.
I'm going to Vegas next week.
You
should
have
probably called me, and we could have arranged a date.
Oh, I'm sorry. We could have, but we're like, well, you know, we end up being like ships crossing in the night. Somehow we're gonna get together. I don't know what it is, but maybe next year for the Indy 500, I'll do a concert and come out and see. Now come see all you guys.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yep.
Well, they're gonna have two races.
Just find me a venue and a date, and I'll figure out how to do it. I'm going to, besides the ballroom dancing in Nashville, I'm also going to do a little concert, too.
Well, I love Nashville. That is the most amazing town.
There's only one big problem with Nashville.
What's that?
The food is so good that if you ate it all, you would die. you would keel over dead because the food is fantastic, and they give you such big portions. It's like unbelievable.
But you would die happy.
Yes.
You would die totally happy, exactly.
You just pack your elastic, you take only with you your elastic waist pants.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I've been to Nashville 3 times working, and it's amazing when you walk around downtown, 10 o'clock in the morning, you'll see musicians with their guitars and violins and stuff walking around town. And all the clubs on Broadway, they've got music going on constantly.
And yeah, 24/7.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely fantastic. We've had such a great time in Nashville, Tennessee. And you're right, the food is phenomenal. It is.
Oh, yeah. And one of the most interesting things about Nashville is that the quality of the musicians, their technical expertise, is as great as any city in the world, maybe better.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to play classical music, if you want to play country music, if you want to do jazz, if you want to do blues, if you want to do R&B or hip-hop, they've got players that can sit down with the charts and play to the nth degree.
Yes, and it's just not country music. I mean, we saw.
Oh, no, not anymore. No.
And you never know who you might see in one of those clubs. I mean, when we were there, Jimmy Buffett was playing the, I can't think of the big stadium there, which where the Titans play. And the rumor was he was going to be down on Broadway that night. And there was a vibe going through that town that was unbelievable. With the anticipation of Jimmy Buffett going bar hopping with the rest of us. But it was just amazing. And see, my first experience with Tennessee and Nashville was I was doing a sportsman show there, and I was going to take in rattlesnakes to do my rattlesnake program. And 3 days before we were getting ready to take off for Tennessee, not even thinking there would be any legislation or laws against bringing rattlesnakes into Tennessee because of all the snake handling churches, I was told by the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency, if you bring them snakes to Nashville, the jail is six blocks from the convention center.
Wow.
And I said, really? I said, I can't even apply for it. He says, there's no permit you can get to do that.
Wow.
I said, oh. So it turned out that no one in Nashville or Tennessee even realized there were such laws. And we ended up getting so much publicity from that that when we went down, there was other things. We took pythons and boas and big African frogs and so forth. We had a huge crowd because of all the publicity about not being able to bring snakes. And I was in one of the music stores, and they had behind the counter, they had all these pictures of different artists that they'd signed. And the guy asked me, he said, you know, right now you're the biggest thing in Nashville. You got an 8x10 you can sign, I put on my wall. I said, oh, that's pretty pathetic. But anyway.
That's amazing. Just truly amazing.
You need to say hello. I'm Animal Guy. You make exceptions for Animal Guy.
You know, they said there you could not be important enough. I mean, there was no way. And I begged them. And it was a long, drawn-out deal. But we went down, had huge crowds, and the promoter was happy, and we were happy too. And that was my first time in Nashville. So it was like kind of different, but pretty amazing. We're with, of course, Dr. Henry Day, our Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Amy Swihart, and, of course, our artist tonight. Because it's a very Izzy Christmas here on Wild World, Izzy Chait. I was wrong. I said he was in California, Hollywood. He's in Las Vegas at the Caesars. And he's ballroom. Too bad we don't have video, because that would be absolutely wonderful. Video of Izzy Chait ballroom dancing.
I might be able to send you some, actually, or maybe some stills. So I just have to tell you, I've only been doing it for a few months,
mm-hmm.
and this is, I think, my fourth competition, and they have what they call the beginning level of novice. And I placed first in everything in novice.
Wow.
And then they have something called bronze, and then there's pre-bronze and intermediate bronze, and that's a really tough competition because there's so many people in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I made third in a few of the dances.
Wow.
And this is every competition I get better.
Yeah.
And I'm learning how to do new things, like when we were in Ohio recently at a competition, my teacher taught me how to do tango. So I'm not real proficient at it, but I'm sure getting better.
But the bottom line is, you can get your groove on. How cool is that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it really helps to be musical, because the basis of dancing is musicality, the motions that go along with the beats of the song and the form of the song and those kinds of things. So I think in many ways I have an advantage over people that aren't terribly musical, because I've been singing for so long. So I'm having a good time, and my wife is having a great time. She got, she didn't win, but she got semifinals and into the finals, and she's competing with a lot of other women in her age bracket. And she's doing much better. Every competition we do, we get better.
Yeah.
Is this something that the wife had to drag you to the first time?
Well, she was dancing for about 2 years.
Oh.
And then she said, you should dance. And mm-hmm. I said, oh, no. I don't dance. And I'm never going to dance. And I've never danced before in my life. I'm not interested in dancing, any of these kinds of things. And then so she brought me to a dance studio,
mm-hmm.
and people were dancing. And I said, well, it's kind of interesting, but I don't think it's for me, because all these people are dancing with strangers, and I don't dance with strangers. You know, it's like I'm a shy kind of guy. So she introduced me to my dance instructor, who is a beautiful red-headed French lady
Uh-oh.
in her mid-30s, And she is so patient, and she teaches me baby steps just to begin with, and everything that I do right, she gives me great validation, and if I do something wrong, she corrects it without making me feel bad. And I'm having the time of my life.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't ever have to worry anymore about going to the gym, because
right.
I hate exercise. You know, I just plain hate it.
Yeah.
Every time I go to dance for an hour, I'm worked out. I'm puffing and dripping with sweat and happy. I got a smile on my face. It's the best.
Wow. Well, Dr. Day may want to look into that.
Yeah, we might have to check that out.
And do some bowling.
No, it's a wonderful thing.
Oh.
It's really a wonderful thing.
Well, I am a
And sometimes
fan.
Sometimes when I'm dancing with my wife, I actually sing while I'm dancing, because a lot of the songs that I do are appropriate for that. So we just have a blast, especially on because I love standards, American standards.
Mm-hmm.
So Foxtrot fits in perfectly with that. So we just do it.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Your wife must think you're so romantic when you sing to her. Sing and dance.
She does. She does, yes. After 35 years, she has to think something good about me.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to work on a new angle. So it's like our guest tonight, Izzy Chait from Las Vegas, Nevada. We want to remind everyone that this part of the program is brought to you by McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado. If you've never been west and had a chance to see the Rockies, I'm telling you right now, Estes Park is a great place to vacation, and McGregor Mountain Lodge is a great place to stay. It's got cabins and lodges and all sorts of things that you can lease. Go to their website at McGregorMountainLodge.com. Now in the winter, it is a great time to go because all the roads in the Rocky Mountain National Park are open except for the big high roads such as Trail Ridge that goes across the Front Range. That one's closed because of deep snow. But most of the park is available to you, and you can see wildlife you've never seen in the summertime. And it's quite extraordinary. And if you're staying at McGregor Mountain Lodge, you can look right out your back window, and you may see things like bighorn sheep and elk and mule deer. And an occasional mountain lion, but from a distance away. And Michael Hodges is the proprietor, and I'm telling you, with the big rains they had a couple months ago, 22 inches of rainfall one night, almost wiped little Estes Park off the map, but they're rebuilding.
Wow.
All good, and the highways are open back up. So, folks, go to Colorado, see those mountains. You owe it to yourself at McGregorMountainLodge.com. And I also have to send a special thank you out to Jerry Jones and Tire Service Plus. And they take care of our animal truck. And we made quite the endeavor last week when we went to Alabama through an ice and snowstorm. And guess what? The truck ran perfectly the whole way. And they're responsible for that. In Indianapolis, Indiana, their phone number is 317-243-0700. Here's a little something else from our guest tonight. His brand new CD, Holiday Nights. Right here on Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away, is a bluebird here to stay. Here's some new birds to sing a love song as we roll along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Based on a phrase, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Thank you. Diego Keys on piano. Pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman till the other kids knock him down. Later on, we'll perspire as we cuddle by the fire to frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Face unafraid, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Izzy Shade, Walking Through a Winter Wonderland. From the new CD, Holiday Night. Absolutely extraordinary. Izzy joins us from Las Vegas. Amy, do you have something you'd like to ask Mr. Shade?
Wow.
Did I get you? I'm so sorry.
Oh, stop.
That was mean.
What do you mean? I mean... Yeah, that was mean. That was mean to me. Well, let me see. So, okay, wait. Izzy, when you're in Vegas, do you like to gamble or do you ever gamble when you're there?
Not very much. Rarely. You know, here and there, a little bit. Two of my kids like to gamble a lot, but and my wife likes to play cards, but not for money. So it's kind of, I'm sorry to say, it's kind of boring to me. You know, it's sort of like you sit there at the table and you might win a little and you might lose a little, but it's sort of like entertainment tax, but it doesn't hold out much interest. But Vegas is an exciting city because of the music and because of all the shows that are going on and the amount of shopping that you can possibly see. And when we're done with the show, we're going to walk over. We're at Caesars. We're going to walk over to the Bellagio and see the Christmas decorations. It's just a beautiful place.
Yes.
It's sort of like a Disneyland for crazy adults.
Well, I know you've probably seen shows there. What are some of the shows you've seen?
We didn't see any this trip, but we've seen a lot that were here. We've seen all the Cirque shows, which are fabulous. The best of which is the Beatles show.
Oh,
the Beatles show is one of the most beautiful things we've ever seen. They take the straight music. It's fantastic.
Yeah. We're doing one of those. We have tickets for that. And we're not doing the Beatles. We're doing the Michael Jackson because our kids recognize that music, you know.
That's a great show too. And also for anybody a little bit older, Jersey Boys is quite incredible.
Yeah.
It's the music is just to die for.
Yeah.
That's the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. That's just an amazing show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I was in Indy not long ago, and I really wanted to see it, but it didn't happen. But
if you look at the audience while they're watching the show, everyone is mouthing the words to every single song.
Oh. Yeah. You know what else I wanted to see, but of course my kids they don't even know who they are. I wanted to see Donnie and Marie, but you know, that is something that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to see it, and my kids are like, "Who's that?" So. Yeah.
Well, for years he was president of the Donnie Osmond fan club. Was Dr. Henry Day?
Yeah. I was more of a Marie Osmond fan.
That's what I was just going to say. He just really wanted to be all about Marie.
Yeah, I was going to become a Mormon just for that reason.
That's too bad, Dr. Day.
You know what?
Not a bad reason at all.
That's right.
She is gorgeous as ever. And I've always admired Donnie and Marie's perfectly straight teeth. But you know what? I grew up watching them on TV. So when I saw that they were in Vegas, I wanted to go. But, yeah, you know, it's me against everybody else. So forget that. So you know what, Izzy, when I'm in Vegas, you and I are going to go see Donnie and Marie, okay?
Absolutely. We should also go see David Copperfield,
yes,
who's one of the greatest living magicians, stage musicians. The stuff that he does is just phenomenal, and it takes, like, genius to figure out how he did it.
Yeah. And there's so many. Actually, when I was looking, when I was buying tickets, there's so many. I'm definitely for sure having to go back because there's no way that, you know, you would ever run out of things to see. So, yeah, I can't wait.
No.
But I'm going to
no
do
way.
The Grand Canyon, too, when I'm out
and
that
then
way.
There's fun things to do for the guys. There's, like, there are places you can go and rent machine guns and shoot them. There are racetracks where you can drive the hottest Ferraris and Lamborghinis and
I like machine guns
cars.
Myself. You said the guys, but Izzy, I like machine guns too.
Oh my Lord.
But
yeah.
you know, I have to say you're a woman after my own heart.
There's a picture
yes.
of me on Facebook. Okay, I don't know my guns very well, just so you know. But and I do guns a little bit like I do fishing. Somebody else got to load them up. And then I just take them off, and you know, like fishing. You just get ready for me, and I go, and that's the same way I do with guns. But I have a picture on Facebook, on my Facebook page, of me, and I don't know. I think I have my bathing suit on, but I was underneath my clothes. I pulled a skirt on because it was a day when we had people over at our pool, but with my cowboy boots on and the short skirt, shooting some big old something that just about knocked me off my feet.
Is there video?
It was,
that's
I think,
great.
Okay, it was, it, I don't even know. I think it was an MK something or other.
Oh, there you go.
And I know it was black and it was heavy and I had to wear earplugs.
Well, that limits it. You narrowed it right down there.
And you know what? I screamed, well, but then I said, I want more. So I did it more and more and more.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, as long as we're shooting at targets, everything
right.
is yes. fine.
I yes. shot into the
everything
side of the hill.
Everything's perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah. I shot into the side of the hill. That's what I did.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, I think that would be fun. A machine gun, that would be like, I don't know, that'd be.
No, they've got incredible things down here that you can do because they're legal here. Other than in most states, they're not legal.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
with your occupation, are you going to wander over to Gold and Silver Pawn?
I might actually.
And see Rick Harrison and the gang from the pawn.
But I don't know that there'll be much to do there.
Well.
You know, some guys. There's, you know, like it's hard to outsmart the smartest people.
Yes.
Well, but it might be fun to meet them.
Yeah.
You say they're not there very often. People go there thinking they're going to meet them, and they're not there very much. You know?
And I heard the pawn shop isn't really that big. They just use camera angles to make it look bigger.
Yeah.
I
knew there was something going on. And
yeah,
it's all set
I'll
up.
Check them out. I'll let you know.
Yeah, well, let us know. We want that on here.
I can't wait to stop, too. You know what? Because there's a lot of bling in Vegas, and I love bling. Like, when I am in my car, when I am in my car and the sun is shining in my car, my whole car is like a disco ball from all my bling.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey.
Las Vegas is not ready for Mrs. Swihart, I don't think.
Oh, yes, yeah. But, you know,
well, you know, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with bling. Nothing
yeah.
at all.
You know, my first graders think it's really pretty.
The first graders do.
Yeah.
Wow. There
yeah,
you go.
It's very pretty when I wear that stuff.
No.
And that's all.
Well, when you go to a dance competition, there are special people that do your hair. And your hair is made up, you know, really tight and wrapped up. And they sometimes put winging it, you know, different kinds of shapes of hair things. And then your makeup is like so thick you can't believe it. Then you wear these incredible gowns that are covered in all kinds of rhinestones of all different colors. It's like bling. It's like Bling City. I was telling somebody today, they said, you know, they needed their glasses because they didn't recognize, you know, their friend across the room. I said, it wasn't you didn't recognize them. It's because nobody looks the same anymore. They're all so dressed up and made up. You can't tell who they are.
Yeah. That would be nice. So
they
could have
been
Blaine. Yeah. Izzy, do they make you wear gowns? No.
What?
They don't. They can't do much. You said they all wear fancy gowns. I'm like, no, not you. But you wear a tuxedo probably, right?
Like a tuxedo for smooth, but then you wear something a little jazzier for rhythm dances. And women wear shorter skirts with more skin exposed. And they wear long gowns, you know, for their smooth dances. So I was dancing yesterday. I was dancing cha-cha, rumba, and swing, my wife also. And today I was dancing waltz and tango, which I just learned a few weeks ago, and foxtrot, which I love.
Oh.
And you know, I'm wearing a tie for the smooth and sort of a tuxedo-looking thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you dress up. But the thing is, the women, man, do they...
Yes.
They go all out, all out.
Yeah.
Oh,
we've watched
dancing. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, okay, I'm going first. But
okay.
I'll bet you that the women all wear Spanx. Betcha.
Well, many do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you know that, Izzy?
I get the catalog in the mail. And I have pretty good vision when it comes to ladies.
Well, there, I'll bet you do. You know,
it's just what I only need glasses when I'm reading.
You know what? I wear Spanx every now and then, and I take them off, and I go in the bathroom during the school day, and I take them off, and I stuff them in my purse because they are not comfortable, I tell you.
No, that's what my wife says.
Yeah.
The lady who invented them is making a huge amount of money. But they're not comfortable, but, you know, sometimes they help at the right time for the right garment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they take away the jiggle, that's for sure. But, you know.
Take away. Oh, my Lord. We're on our show tonight.
This show is going far afield. Absolutely.
It does every week between Dr. Dam and the Swihart.
It's not just about, about animals and music.
Oh,
I know.
We stray. Speaking of straying, here's something else. From the new CD, Izzy Chain Holiday Nights, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Better not shout, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, come to town, making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out if you're naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming. Come to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, knows if you're awake, knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
About it being 30 minutes, it's an hour show. So 10 more minutes, maybe. Did you win any money?
it.
Watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, come to town, making a list, checking it twice, he's gonna find out if you're naughty or nice. When you're sleeping, knows if you're awake, knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Hey, Jeff tonight, Izzy Chait, and his brand new CD, Holiday Nights. And Izzy, did you win any money?
you don't. You mean at the dance competition?
No,
is that what you mean?
Right,
oh, you mean
now.
Gambling? No, no, not this trip. But
oh,
sometimes
my.
I do. Sometimes
yeah.
I do. I'll sit there and play a little blackjack, and if I win a few hundred dollars, I'll go downstairs with my wife and buy her a purse or a dress or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, like the thing to do.
That's using your head.
That's right. Keep that in mind when we meet to see Donnie and Marie.
Donnie and Marie, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're on. We got to see Donnie and Marie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I've never been to Las Vegas. I'd love to see it one time and enjoy the sight. I've heard it's quite extraordinary. And I really
it's extraordinary, yes, but you can't just come here for a day or two. You have to come here for several days because you get lost if you're just here for a day or two. There's so much to see, and everything pulls you away and distracts you.
Yeah.
Do they have anything against baboons in Las Vegas? I don't know how we could leave our child here for that long of a time.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem.
Yes, it is, and I'm sure she'd enjoy the bling, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, Izzy, it's been absolutely phenomenal. Gosh, thank you so much for making our Izzy Christmas so special with some hot. Oh, and I love this Santa Claus is coming to town. What a great arrangement.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I even heard a little what I would say from the band Yes in that song. Some of those runs were just incredible. So it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal CD.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
and we will be looking forward to the new Izzy Chait CD, which has not officially been named, but something with vibrations, which is that.
I think it's going to be called Bel Air Vibrations because the place is in Bel Air,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Vibrato. So I figure it goes hand in hand. But I think that's what it's going to be called. We're just doing the final edits. It's all mixed and ready to go.
Well, we'll have it
in the mail to you before the end of the year.
Oh, yay! That makes Mrs. Swire very happy and myself as well. Yes. Can't get enough of Izzy Chait, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Dr. Day, it was always a phenomenal program tonight.
Yes, we were excited about Izzy being on again, and we were right to be excited.
Yes.
one of my favorite cuts off of the Holiday Nights is Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Ah.
I'm sorry we didn't get to play that tonight. And
Thank you.
Kinda, it kind of reminds me of like, kind of like a cross between Mel Torme and Dr. John.
Oh, well, that's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
He has his own unique sound, and we like it very much.
Yeah,
yep.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Well, thank you. That's a huge compliment. Thank you very much.
And I love the way the CD is mixed. You can hear every instrument very clear. I love it.
Well, if it's got Dr. Day's approval, Mrs. Swihart, how can we go wrong?
Couldn't ask for anything more, really, Izzy.
Yeah, no.
Thank
well,
you.
Don't take
Thank
all
you.
Their money. Leave some of that money in Las Vegas, Izzy. I know how you are. And enjoy your ballroom dancing. You know, my wife has a theory. We watch Dancing with the Stars, and which is ballroom dancing and so forth. And she always says that when the female dancer has less on, that usually means that her partner is not very good because she wants to distract.
Not exactly true. And normally they have less on when they're doing what's called rhythm dances,
mm-hmm.
meaning the Latin kinds of dances, because
yeah.
that's more typical of what's being worn then. But those costumes, I have to tell you, those costumes they have are worth millions and millions
yes.
of dollars. It's
oh,
just
yeah.
absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Less
well,
and less on.
Plus, they've got million-dollar bodies, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this sounds very enticing. I may try some of this ballroom dancing. Gosh, that, oh, my Lord, I can't even imagine.
You and Cheryl, go.
It's a scary thought. Well, once again, a big thank you to our host, or producer, Billy Willard, whose own program is on Blog Talk Radio. That's Monday nights, Billy?
Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m. Eastern. Sasquatch Watch Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Guest tonight, Izzy Chain. Izzy, have a great time in Las Vegas. Good luck with the ballroom dancing and the success of your CDs. IzzyChain.com is where you can get Holiday Night
yep.
and his others from his massive catalog of CDs.
That's right.
He's probably one of the most productive artists I've ever met. He has CDs coming out one after the other, and boom, boom, boom. It's absolutely amazing. Next week on our program, Doug Hodel from the Biopark in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Folks, we'll see you next week. You've been listening to Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Izzy.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Merry Christmas. It is a wild world, and we're all glad to be in it.
You're absolutely right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Bells will be ringing, sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me Christmas greetings once again. Stars will be singing, oh, silent night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas, please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, then my New Year's night. Friends and relations send salutations as sure as the stars shine above. For this is Christmas, it's Christmas time, my dear. That time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll never own Christmas and New Year's be no more sorrow, no tears, no pain. I'll be happy, happy Christmas once again.
From 1967, one of the most beautiful love songs ever written. They never intended to be exactly like this, but we like it like this. Justin Hayward wrote it with the Moody Blues.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. To join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.